The 2026 Midwest Ag Expo, Gordyville, USA, underway. Chad Baker for WITY made my way to the north side of the campus here. I use that term loosely, the campus, the building. They've got the banners up in each of these quadrants now, so they have everything signified by letters. But if you go all the way to the north side of the north building, you're going to find Cam Pepper with Longview Capital Corporation, of course, Longview Community Bank, Longview Wealth Management, Midwest AgriCredit, Federated Bank, and Longview Bank, all under that umbrella. And Cam, always good catching up with you. How you doing, sir?
Hey, great. It's good to see you. You know, this year's been great. I've been with the bank for the last 3 years. We've been in a large growth mode. And obviously the people in the listenership area of WITY have obviously grown to know us as Longview Bank, and they've seen the growth in Tilton and in Danville, obviously on the north side. And so we decided this year here at the Midwest Ag Show Expo is that we're going to feature all of our brands, and we've continued to grow. And so in the last 3 years, we've gone from 12 total branches in our group all the way to 25. And then we've also brought in additional brands. And so we just felt like because we've grown and we've got specific market areas for Longview Bank, Longview Community Bank, and Federated Bank, that we wanted to give everybody that comes to this the opportunity to know that we can help them in a large swath of central Illinois and that we've got locations in close proximity.
But still have that small town value, small town service that everybody comes to expect from Longview. And that's an aspect I think that you want to highlight. You want people to feel comfortable with where their money is going and who they're working with. And a lot of the face is the same as whenever it was a modest, smaller rural community bank.
You know, that's part of our DNA. You know, we were started by John and Marge Albin back in 1978, and it's all about community banking. And, you know, we're seeing more and more community banks sell out to the big regionals, the big nationals. And then what happens is these banks become just service centers. They're not a place of business where they've got, you know, ag loan officers and we're being full service. And as we get more and more technology, there are things that they're supposed to be safeguards for people and trying to educate them and get them to understand, you know, we need dual identification and all these different things. But if people have issues with that, what do? They pick up the phone, they come into the branch, and we've got people there that can help them, you know, with those types of issues if they have them, of logging in, debit cards, and all that stuff. So that's part of our DNA, community banking.
And of course, those smiling faces at just about every branch that I visited last year, from the grand opening in North Danville to come seeing you over in Ogden, all the way down to Paris, which we want to talk a little bit about that, coming out of your Paris office, but now traveling around as a couple of gentlemen, expanding your services. Let's talk a little bit about the Longview Wealth Management, Cam.
Yeah, you know, we've had this wealth management department for a while, and we just decided that because of our growth and because of what wealth management stands for, when people think of wealth management, I don't know what they really think that pertains, but, you know, we can guide people through the aspects of, I've built a family business, a family farm, and we want to pass it on to the generations, but then you may have multiple kids, and who gets what? We can actually act as the trustee of a trust, and things can be stipulated, and as people know, trust are very hard to break, and so it really helps in that way. And so that investment, how can we get you to a point where you know you can be comfortable when you want to retire, and then this entity pass on to the kids and everything. So wealth management, the Hostlers, Doug and his son, they're going to travel between all the branches and all the brands, and then as we grow with wealth management, we'll start putting offices in some of those other branches. So great launch this year, and check with those people.
And if you want to go back and check our interview we had last fall, it is in our podcast section with some of our profiles there. But it's great to have an intermediary, somebody that can be the heavy for those uncomfortable and unpleasant conversations when that pops up. And they do, but they've went through it themselves, and they kind of know the ins and outs, and they're going to act there again as the intermediary to make sure that you can keep the peace with family members, because that can get messy.
Yeah, exactly. And so there's no going back on someone someone's wishes, because it's on paper, it's recognized, I guess. So yeah, I mean, that's what, you know, we're going to give that guidance.
Absolutely. Let's talk about you guys out here. I see stacks of buckets. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so, you know, we're not giving away buckets to everybody, but what we are doing is at the top and bottom of every hour, we're drawing 5 tickets out of our bucket that we have up front here at the booth, and people can come check back on our grease board here, and if their number is on the grease board, they can come pick up one of our branded buckets, and everybody loves them. You know, we decided to go with a bright yellow bucket this year. It's one of our main branded colors. So, you know, Home Depot has the orange bucket, Lowe's has the blue bucket, Menards has the green bucket. We've got the yellow bucket with the corn logo on the side of it this year.
You better be careful who you get over here. Somebody from Michigan may call that maize.
True. That's true. true. Oh, my goodness.
So let's wrap up here. You got some other things that you have to give away here, some pens, some rulers, but you also have a lot of your professionals out here with the banks, with the Midwest AgriCredit, with the wealth management eventually. So folks that want to ask those questions today or maybe get a little more information, you are in a perfect spot to have that small conversation to get that ball rolling.
That's correct. You know, last year I sat here in the booth and I had a gentleman walk up to me and he said, you know, my bank just sold that I've banked with for a long time, and they're being very difficult in the transition. And so who can I talk to about moving my accounts? And I sat here and one of our bank representatives was here and talked to him and guided him through it. And the gentleman moved all of his accounts this last year.
And there's tons of stories like that. For everyone that makes it known, there's 10 that are just quietly looking and trying to investigate what's going to be the best pathway for them.
Exactly. And so we specialize, our bank brand, as you know, is part of our icon, is the corn icon. And then a lot of things that you see have a lot of agricultural theme to it. But we also specialize in mortgages is a big area for us. And we do a great job with that, you know, with all the different programs that are out there. We actually have one program that we can try to get a $10,000 grant almost that people can use for down payment, you know, dependent on their economic situation. You just have to check with our lenders. So, yeah.
And of course, before the year's out, we're going to have a nice promotion with you coming up in October where some folks are going to have an opportunity to win some meat, it sounds like.
That's right. We're doing the annual pork giveaway during your time that you focus on ag. And so we're excited to be one of the partners that's putting that on.
That's going to be a fun time. Looking forward to it. Cam, have an enjoyable time out here at the Midwest Ag Expo. Make sure you come out and see Cam and the rest of the crew at Longview. And don't work too hard.
Hey, we're not going to. We're going to have a lot of fun. Stop by the booth. Grab a candy bar. Grab a pen. Grab a pencil. You know, stress corn, a ruler, whatever it is. Grab a ticket and see if you can get one of these 5-gallon buckets that everybody's eyeing right now and want.
Be a good thing to put all the free stuff in, right?
Exactly. So, great. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Cam. That is Cam Pfeffer with Longview Capital Corp. They've got the umbrella of many, many services that they have. Come and find out today what they're all about here at the Midwest Ag Expo. We'll have more reports coming up. I'm Chad Baker.